Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome to Psychic Tapestry. I'm Ken Kessler, and she's Tony DeMeo. Hi, Tony.
Hello, how are you? And how is everybody out there? I know you can't answer me, but hope you're all well.
We are live. It is Monday, August 3rd, and phone lines are open. 347-838-9903 is the number. You can also connect to us in a few other ways. If you're listening on the Blog Talk Radio website, you can scroll down, pop in the chat room, and join us there. Hi to everybody in the chat room. You can also connect through social media, facebook.com/psychictapestry and @psychictapestry on Twitter. Phone is the best because you may have follow-up questions for us. We may have them for you, and the back and forth of the conversation is a lot easier on the phone than it is through any of those other options. But we understand you could be at work, or you could be doing something that makes it difficult to call in, or you don't like the way your voice sounds on the radio, or you like the anonymity of using social media or the chat room, or maybe it's something we haven't even thought of. Whatever the case, that's why all those other options are available to you. Want to mention a couple things. First, thanks to everybody who came to my pendulum workshop this weekend. Seemed to go well. Everybody seemed to enjoy it, and I'm very grateful. Thank you. I have a spinoff version of that coming up later in August, and the information is out on Facebook and Twitter and also on the calendar page on our website, so you can check that out. I'll talk about it probably more next week as we're getting closer, but I just want to mention it's out in the more immediate future. Tomorrow, almost at this time, a little bit later, Tony and I will be on Zoom along with our good friend Michelle Ambergy, and we'll be offering up free mini readings. So you'll be getting three, because there's three of us, and so you'll get at least one card from each of us. I say one card because we try and keep it short, but sometimes, sometimes you need more than one. So we'll see how it goes. We've been doing pretty good. I guess that should be we've been doing pretty well at getting to everybody that comes in there. It just really depends on how many people show up. But we're going to do our best to get around to everyone in there. But you should get there on time. It starts at 2:30. And it's not because I'm just being a jerk and saying, you know, you're not there, you don't get in. But the thing is, once we get started and start giving readings, it's very distracting to everybody else when more people are popping in. So, after about 2:35, we won't let anybody else in. So get there a couple minutes early if you can. Again, it's free. You know, work with us on that. That doesn't seem to be a problem. I hope I'm not making it into a problem. Nobody has been angry. I know there have been a couple people who have shown up after.
Yeah, who have told me. They tell me, not some of them. I tell them, well, you can't come in late because everybody's set, and we had a lot of people last time. I think it was an hour and a half you and I were at it, so.
I think it was close to that. Because we do try to get to everybody, but, you know, so we're not just being angry gatekeepers.
No,
we're,
I mean, an hour and a half.
Yeah.
Yeah, we were at it.
Yeah.
We were at it hard.
So just get there on time, please. The Zoom information is now posted in the event on Facebook. So you can go to our Facebook page, whether you do Facebook or not, you can still see it. So if you go to facebook.com/psychictapestry, you just click on the event and you scroll down, you'll find it pretty quickly for the free mini readings on Zoom. You just click on that and the information will be there. I'm going to add it to the calendar on our website, probably right after the show, if I can't do it during the show. That's usually a little tricky. Excuse me. But I'll try and get it up there quickly. So you can go by psychictapestry.com and click on calendar and you'll see everything that's coming up. And then you just click on the free Zoom readings that are for tomorrow, August 4th. And you, in like an hour or so, the Zoom information will be there. So you can grab that, and then you'll be able to join us tomorrow.
Oh, that's where it is. Everybody's asking me, where is the Zoom information on the website?
Yeah.
Now I know. I didn't realize that's where it was because you so kindly sent it to me. And so I have it. Thank God.
Yeah.
Or I'd be looking too. Okay, that's where it is, on the calendar. Thank you.
And you're welcome. And you know, I'm reachable by email, and I'm usually pretty good about emailing back. So if you can't find it, or if you have questions really about anything that's coming up or then that kind of thing, you can always just reach out to me at ken@psychictapestry.com. And I will most of the time get back to you pretty quickly. I say most of the time I'm getting ready for a big cross-country move. So things are getting a little bit hectic. So I may not be able to email you back as quickly as normal, but I'll do my best. And I won't leave you hanging. So if you have a question about something that's coming up, it's not going to be days before I respond to you. It might be a couple hours, but I'll do my best to get right back to you. That was probably a lot more information than you needed, but I just couldn't stop myself. Today, before we get to taking calls, I wanted to talk with you, Tony, about past lives. We haven't talked about that in
Absolutely.
A while. And you've updated and re-released your trilogy, so it seemed like a really good time, not just to sell books, but to be able to talk about this, because I think it's something that almost everybody can relate to. I know for me, why don't we start right at the beginning? What are past lives?
Okay, past lives are, I mean, we're here for a reason. This is Earth School, and that's a given. And we come here to work out our relationships, our all of our crap, basically, and trying to become the best people that we can be, and learning to live our best lives effortlessly, and to use all these tools that we learn over the lifetimes, like the law of attraction, things like that. So it takes more than one lifetime to get it right, and obviously, so we have had several, because our ultimate goal is to become such beautiful, amazing people as we can be, and and just get it all right. But that takes a lot. And some of you may know people that are such old souls and highly evolved that you're thinking they're angels on earth. And they are, and this may be their last incarnation. I myself am not there. I know I'll be back, and I've been here many times before. Now, the reason that I remembered this particular past life in dreams was because it did explain the challenges that I had taken on in this life. I have had a life and a half already in these 72 years. It's been quite a wild roller coaster ride that I wouldn't have missed a minute of, even the bad stuff. So this book begins at one of those crazy times for me, when I am in a car chase on trying to get away from an ex-husband who actually had gotten involved in the mafia, and he was afraid I was going to tell people what he was up to. And obviously I got away, and I continued to get away, and I was able to have a great life, got my kids out too. But that's where it begins. So I remembered this past life in these dreams, and I originally wrote it in, wrote that story into a romance novel. And I've been kicking that thing around for most of my life in one form or another. I went on to write another book, and that was published in the 90s. And it did very well at the time with a traditional publisher. So I did put these books out in a two-volume, edition several years back. And honestly, the whole process of galleys and working on all the changes and things they wanted. And then at the very last minute, they kept telling me, this book is just too long. It was a 1,000-page manuscript. Well, they just ripped it up, and they published two books, and they took out all the love scenes. They were also, I think, fundamentalist Christian at heart there. And they decided that you can't have any love scenes or sex scenes or anything in a book. And this was a romance, so... I'll tell you, I never bothered to read the book till a couple of years down the line. This is almost funny. What an idiot I am. So I read the book, and I see this, and I go, oh, my Lord, I'm marketing this thing as a romance. And so I took it off the I fired the publisher for not disclosing what they had done at the last minute. And I've decided, and then I worked on it, expanded it, went deeper, and put everything back in. So this is the real story of these two lives and how I learned to cope with my present one by coming to understand what happened to Jessamine, who was the girl that I was back in the late 1700s and then forward into the 1800s. And I found in doing research after the first draft of this book that these people had actually lived. And that Jessamine was a real, real person. So the names of the books are I'll Know You by Your Heart. That's book one. And unfortunately, you need all three to get the story. And the second book is My Heart's Adventure. And the third is My Heart's Secret Desire. So they're all available in Kindle and in paperback. We just came off of a giveaway of the first book, which did amazingly well. And now I have people calling me every morning and saying, you kept me up all night with that book, and I had to order the second and the third. So it's working. It's working, and the time is right now, and people are more interested in past lives. In fact, I have my past life cards out. If anybody wants a past life reading, we can come up with a couple of past lives for you today if you'd like that. But I can do any kind of a reading.
How does a past life reading work?
Well, the way I do it is I just tune in, and then I'm going to shuffle these cards, and it's going to give me a clue, and then I'm going to do a reading about it. I'm just going to read about it, let them know what I envision. Can I do one for you?
Yeah, I was going to say, just as an example for everybody.
Sure.
I mean, it's not something that I can tell you that's right or that's wrong, but, you know.
I know. That's the beauty of it, isn't it? That's funny. As I recall, when I first came on your show, which is how we met over that book in its original edition,
right,
the little chopped up thing that it was, and you so kindly had said, can you do some readings? And I hadn't done it over a radio ever. I'd done it all my life. And I heard my guide say, yes, you're supposed to be on the radio with this guy. And I thought, really? And it turned out that, yes, he was right. I didn't know that. So anyway, I was doing these past life readings on your show. And if you recall, people were going, I've always felt very drawn to that place, or I've had visions of myself with that little girl and looking over at the emperor or whatever I had told her, and that blew me away too. So, it was amazing.
Well, the funny thing, the thing about past lives, most of us know about past lives from seeing, TV or movies that either poke fun at it or exploit the idea. It usually to almost ridiculous ends. But you always see somebody who says that they were Cleopatra or they were this famous person or
right,
that famous person. And you know, while we've all probably had lots and lots and lots of past lives, they all weren't famous historical figures. You could have been
exactly.
You know,
yeah.
You could have been.
But then some
you know,
people may have been.
Right.
So we can't really tell them they're lying if they really feel like they were.
Well, no.
Or maybe
but
they were someone close to that person, right?
Could be.
That's what I think.
But you could also have been a shepherd that, you know, out in the middle
right.
of nowhere.
That's right.
You know, you could have been a farmer in America around 1800 and hardly interacted with anybody and left no real historical mark behind. I mean, that's okay. We all have stuff.
Yes,
we all have stuff that we need
yes.
to learn.
And we have to touch other people, and we don't always get feedback on all the ways we did that in our lifetime. But that's
absolutely.
What it's about. That, yeah, the Jimmy.
And
Stewart
I hope it doesn't sound like I was just saying anything. Bad about American farmers, because it's a very
no,
noble kind of life to have. And in, quite honestly, today when things are so crazy, the quiet life, that kind of life away from the masses sounds very appealing.
Sure it does, right about now.
I
now,
mean,
I've
I
got
know
some
it,
past lives for you, my friend. Do you want
to? Uh-oh. Sure.
I have to
tell
this. Now I'm popping. See, I had to jump in and say that because I'm feeling it so strong. All right. The first one that popped up is that you were a scribe or a writer way back when. You've already had a career as a writer, and we know that you're an amazing writer. You've written a books, I think, more than one in this lifetime. And this is why it's so easy for you to be a writer now. You have
always
a
been
natural
drawn to that.
Thinking, yeah, and you have a natural thinking style of someone who can organize your thoughts into the written word, also the spoken word. The fact that you had the discipline to sit down and write in that previous lifetime shows that you can exercise that same trait in this life, and you do. Okay, then it's saying if you haven't already been published, you probably will be, and you already have. And that's basically it, yeah. You're willing to put forth the effort. You will attain the dream of any kind of level of fame in writing that you aspire to. Now, this is interesting. You're a very old soul. You had a biblical lifetime. So when you hear about the biblical figures like Jesus, Moses, or the others, are you ever drawn to that story? Do you ever feel drawn to those places or even repulsed by them because it may have been really rough, but you were there. You may have been a follower of Jesus or Moses, or you lived in the Holy Land at one point. You may have also lived alongside other famous biblical figures. And as a result, traditional religious interpretations of the Bible stories don't always ring true to you. Because you feel in your heart
true.
And soul what really happened. You have an idea of something different. And as such, you tend to follow your own spiritual path. And they think you could well have witnessed the crucifixion. And you may have some emotional scarring stemming from that heartbreak and horror. And that followed such an icon, a beloved teacher's death. And yeah, and it says that may have caused you to have shut down your gifts in early life, which I think maybe you did, because we've talked about some of your experiences early on that you didn't want to deal with at that time, remember?
Mm-hmm.
Stuff with the...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. So they're saying, luckily, you will be able to let them come back out again because you definitely have them. You're an old soul, and you're very talented in the spiritual arts of all sorts and kinds. And then this one is just you're going to know this one. I bet you know this one. I bet you know. Atlantis, of course. You knew that, right? Your current lifetime. Yeah, well, how much do you love the ocean?
Immeasurable. I I could sit and stare at the ocean for hours and be absolutely content, beyond content. I love the ocean.
I've always felt that.
I get power. I get energy from being around the ocean. It heals me. I feel like there is almost no problem that I could have that I wouldn't feel better about after spending some time in or around the ocean.
Exactly. And they're saying that that lifetime in ancient Atlantis has affected your current life. You have soul memories of an idyllic civilization that offered you every imaginable wonder. And you have this deep longing inside for the utopia that you unconsciously remember and that you know is possible in this world. Mm-hmm. And your soul also remembers that tragic ending of Atlantis. And it says, okay, do you swim, though? Do you like to get in there, or do you just like to look at it?
I do. However, I also have tremendous respect for the ocean. And
yep.
So I'm not stupid. I don't go out farther than I can stand. And I'm as vigilantly aware of my surroundings as I can be. I prefer to stay on the shore. But
that's what they're saying. And that's why, because you drowned in Atlantis. But they're saying you will still love and be drawn to the ocean and just absolutely adore it and want to always live near it.
That's interesting.
Yep.
So,
yep. This is interesting. Oh, there's more to this one.
Okay.
Now, we don't have to make any comments attached to it, but I will tell you that this just caught my eye, I have to tell you. This is one of the aspects, the deeper meaning. There was a lot of political corruption in Atlantis, which led to the downfall, they're saying. So in this present time, you will be extra sensitive to issues relating to political corruption in this lifetime. That's enough said.
Yes. Very accurate. Yes.
Very accurate. Yes.
That's interesting because, you know, before you started doing that reading for me, we had joked that, you know, how would I know? I can't tell you that you're wrong about a past life. But it is interesting that each one of those resonated in things that I can point to. I have written books. I have published one. It is a TV trivia book, and it came about from my career in radio, but it is published and it is out there, and I have many more on my computer's hard drive that are in various states of completion. A couple that are done that I'm not sure what to do. Those are novels. There are nonfiction things that I've written as well that I'm still looking for ways to share them. So all of that life absolutely rang true. The biblical stuff, I definitely have very strong opinions about organized religion, and I'm not gonna turn this into a forum about that, so I'm not gonna get into it, but that definitely absolutely resonates, even though I have never really considered or even thought about having a life during that time. And as far as Atlantis goes, and I think we've even talked about Atlantis before. I don't know on a cerebral level, I guess. I'm not even sure what I think about Atlantis, but everything about the ocean that you've talked about is true.
Mm-hmm.
It has been something that I have been borderline obsessed with my whole life. Always want to go. When I would visit my parents who lived in a kind of in a resort community, on the East Coast. There was nothing I enjoyed more than driving down Ocean Boulevard and, you know, and seeing bits and pieces of the ocean between the hotels, between the houses that we could not possibly afford, driving around with the windows down so I could get that ocean smell. All of that, it just absolutely, absolutely resonates. And so all three of those, even though that I can't tell you, yes, that's absolutely right. I was this person or I was that person, but all of those things. Yeah. So I think that's a great example for anybody who is listening, who is interested in getting that kind of reading. All of that kind of stuff is very, all the things that you mentioned are absolutely resonate. I feel them all very strongly. There wasn't even one that I went, well, I don't know, maybe,
I know.
And I'm not going to talk about
when I saw them, I went, oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. And I'm not going to talk about the particulars of religious beliefs or feelings or political, but
of course not.
But not in details, but both of those absolutely resonate. Mm-hmm. And it does, you know, I don't know what to say. It doesn't, there's nothing that I can say that, that would prove that, yes, I was someone who was known as.
No, but you did good.
Yeah. But there's, you know, and there's no way I can prove anything. And it's not something that is vague or generic that would fit just anybody, which I think is another thing. Because sometimes, you know, you think about these kind of readings and they say, oh, well, you were a craftsman. I don't even know what that means.
Exactly.
But that doesn't. But if you had said that kind of thing, well, that doesn't feel right for me. You know, maybe we've all had lots of different lives, and maybe in one lifetime, that kind of thing might have been important.
But you just don't remember it or feel it. That's possible.
Yeah.
Too. It's just a fun thing to do. I don't do it very often, but it's an option, and sometimes people come for it. So.
But I think it occurred to me
on the spur of the moment to pull those out since we were going to talk about the book.
Yeah. But I think,
why not?
Well, yeah, why not? And I think that, you know, all of the, all three of the past lives that you mentioned for me absolutely resonated, whether or not I have any memories of being a scribe or being around any historical or just not necessarily historical, but a classic religious figures or even memories of Atlantis. There are aspects of all of those things that are really unique to me. So it does definitely resonate. So so for anybody listening, if you are interested in getting kind of a snapshot look at some past lives, Tony could do that for you as well. I cannot, because I don't do that. That kind of thing doesn't. It's not my thing.
That's fine. We love what you do. What are you going to do today?
I'm glad that you asked. I'm going to put all the information out that I said I would. In fact, I already did. The Zoom information is in the calendar now on our website for tomorrow's event. And on our Facebook page, right on top right now, is the link to the first book in Tony's series. So you can zoom over there.
Oh, my gosh, you've been busy. Thank you.
I have. So, so that's what I've already done. But what I will do is, as I've mentioned and alluded to, music is my thing. And I am a psychic medium and music intuitive, and I have I read songs kind of like someone else might read tarot cards. And I have a playlist going with almost 8,000 songs in it that I picked for today. And I set it going randomly before the show started, and even shared one of those songs on our Facebook page. Somebody in the chat room mentioned it, and and that they love it. So that was good. But I've got these songs going, and I ask my guides and angels to connect with your guides and angels and give me the song that's for you. So when we take your call, I'll let you know what's playing and what I think it means for you. And here's how it works. The song that I was guided to share before the show started was "Who Can It Be Now," which is a Men at Work song from the early 80s. Their first hit, and it was a giant hit. This particular version, though, is Colin Hay, who was the lead singer for Men at Work, performing with Bare Naked Ladies at a concert at the Red Rocks. So it was a Bare Naked Ladies concert, and he was a guest to come out and sing this song and possibly a couple others. But this is the version that's out there. So I could tell you about Who Can It Be Now and the history behind that song and a little bit about Men at Work and a little bit about Colin, and then throw in this other band because that's who he was performing with. So that to me would mean that it's whatever the message is, it's probably coming for you in a different kind of way, because that's how this song is being performed, in a different way than what you would normally expect. So I would tell you all of that, and all of that is great, but any one of those pieces could have some personal meaning for you that's different from what I said, and that still counts. That's valid. Angels and spirit like to use what's in our heads as the readers to give you, to trigger in you whatever it is you need to know. So whatever it is that I say that could give you an intuitive hit that makes you immediately think of a person or a place or an event, a time, something else that immediately clicks in with you. And every message is not, whether it's from me or from Tony or from anybody else, every message is not a Da Vinci Code secret. Sometimes it's just spirit's way of saying hi, thinking about you, I love you, that kind of thing. And it could be all that it is. And that's still, you know, I don't mean to say that could be all that it is, like that's nothing. That's pretty cool. To get a message from me, from my dad, that just says hi, I love you, means a lot to me. And that's enough. He doesn't need to give me the winning Powerball numbers, although that would be nice too. But but anyway, so that's what I'll be doing for the next half hour ish of the show.
Yay.
And Tony, you have your past life cards, and you have other cards if people have something that's not about past lives, right?
I do. I have Stephen Farmer's Power Animal Oracle cards. I have the another deck also. It's an Oracle Tarot, Angel, Power Deck, all kinds of things.
And
my romance cards.
Not to like be a name dropper or anything, but have you ever had a chance to meet Stephen Farmer?
No, have you? I bet.
I have been lucky enough to have met him at an event. I was even able to get him to come on the show for a brief period of time.
Wonderful.
He's absolutely fascinating. And you know, when he brought up the whole animal thing, I wasn't dismissive of it, but it didn't really click with me. But after he talked about it and we did some of the exercises and things, it was just incredible. And it just, you know, further exhibits how connected we all are, and it's not just people.
Yeah.
It is absolutely amazing.
The nature and the animals. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. And I am not a big nature and animal guy, but it was really amazing. So that was a lot to talk about, and we should let you do some talking now. So 347-838-9903 is the number. You know, there was a call I was trying to grab. Here it is. I think this one has been holding the longest. Blog Talk Radio shuffled everything up. Hi, thanks for hanging on. What's your first name?
My name is Kay.
Hi, Kay. Where are you calling from?
Hi, Kay.
Hi. Thank you. I've been enjoying the conversation. I'm calling from Atlanta, Georgia.
And how can we help you today?
Well, I just have a lot on my mind right now. Can I ask for a general, or do I have to be specific in my question?
No, you can ask for a general.
Okay. Yeah, I just have so much going on in my thought process, so I think it's probably best if I just ask for spirit to just give me something.
Okay. Are you currently employed, Kay?
I am.
Good. Are you thinking of a job change?
Yes and no. My manager left her role, and in previous times I've had to do her job. So right now I'm doing mine and I'm her. So as far as job changing, maybe like promotion up? Yes, that way.
A promotion, yes. Okay. It's important for you to make a detailed plan of exactly what you want in order to clear the way and begin your new endeavor. And once you put your plan in action, then you can take immediate action and get as much accomplished as possible, because they're saying a change is coming for you, and I do think it's on the career front, and it's a positive change, not a negative.
Okay.
Yes, definitely.
Good.
It says that you're already a lady. You've invested a lot in your dreams, and they say yes, and they want you to have some patience and meditate on your next steps. Yeah, patience is a struggle. What is your birthday, Kay?
12/29/66.
You're a lady that likes to make things happen for herself anyway, and you always feel like a lot is in your control because you realize that you can help yourself forward in life just by, you know, your right actions. And they say that all of your life experiences have prepared you for this moment. It's time for you to clear away anything around you that's cluttering your thought processes or your home, and anything in your life that's not working for you. You know, Capricorns I know intimately because I was raised by two of them. I was married to one. He is a great man, and my two living children now are Capricorns. So I know a lot about you guys. You guys are fascinating to me, and I just think you're wonderful people.
They're saying here
that if there's anybody in your life that's creating drama, more drama than happiness, you're gonna cut him anyway, but you do give people chances. You don't do it lightly, but once you've decided that this person is not for you, or not somebody you want to hang out with, you're okay with getting rid of them. So you're going to end up handling all that in your own time, but don't feel bad about it at all. Don't even look back because you have got to keep your energy strong, and you don't have time for anyone or anything that holds you back in life.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you so much.
That's all right. And that's pretty much it. Just new things coming, good things.
Excellent.
And you kind of feel sometimes that there's more to life than what you have right now.
Yes.
But they're saying yes, and there is a happy future for you. And you're going to be in control of it. I'm not surprised that sentence is in there because you would be. You would be. So you're doing just great.
Thank you so much.
And bless you. Okay.
Now
I'm going to give you to Ken. Thank you for calling.
Hi, Kay. The song that was playing is Hold On, I'm Coming. Do you know that song? It's an old Sam and Dave song.
Yes, I do.
Okay. This particular version is Eric Clapton and B.B. King, but it's the same song. And what I'm getting from this is, do you talk to your guides, your angels?
All the time.
Okay. This is I feel like this is an important thing to let you know that they're around, And they're not going to, you know, they're not going to fix every little thing. They're not Santa Claus, and they're not going to give you stuff. But they're there. You know, I know it would be great. It would be cool if they were, right?
Yes, they were.
but they're there. They're your team. They're your support. You don't have to feel like whatever you're going through or whatever's coming, that you have to deal with it by yourself. And there's comfort in that if you allow that you do have this team that is supporting you and is always on your side. You know, the song, and I'm not going to sing it, much to the relief of everyone. Don't you ever be sad. Lean on me when times are bad. When the day comes and you're down in a river of trouble about to drown, hold on, I'm coming.
Yeah.
So just know that, you know, when things are like that, and it doesn't have to be giant, huge things that you feel like are trying to destroy you. It can be those little things that you don't want to think about that kind of, and what I like to do with that kind of stuff is I ask my guides, I ask my angels, I'll pick out different ones, and just ask, I don't need this, take it away. I don't want to think about, you know what, that my relationship with that person is over long ago. I don't need these old things to bother me. Please take that away.
Yes. Yes. Okay. Thank you. Thank you. That is where I'm working through, the forgiveness and forgetting. Well, not I won't say forgetting, but the forgiveness and
right.
It is. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, forgiveness. Forgiveness is a great thing. Forgetting is kind of tricky because.
Yeah.
It's not like you want to forgive them and give them the opportunity to do that again.
Exactly.
You can forgive them, but you can also forgive yourself and make sure that you take care of you and you don't put yourself in the position where that kind of thing can happen again.
Yes. I understand.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you so much for calling us.
Thank you so much. Yes. Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it. Blessings to you both.
And right back to you, Kay. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. 347-838-9903 is the number here at Psychic Tapestry. Hi. Thanks for hanging on. What's your first name?
Oh, hi. My pleasure to hang on. This is Ellen.
Hi, Ellen.
Hi,
where are you calling from?
New York.
And how can we help you today?
I'm planning a trip, and I'll be leaving on Monday of next week, and I'm just wondering whether you pick up any information regarding it.
Okay.
Particularly if you see, like, danger signs.
All right. Leaving Monday. You flying or driving?
Driving.
Okay. Yeah, I like that. It didn't feel like you should fly. So I don't know how far you're going, but I'm glad that you said driving. That's all I can say. Yeah, this is much better. Feels better. It truly does. Feels good. Feels like it's going to be a nice trip. This card is just screaming at me here for you. Choose love. They're saying if you're struggling ever with an obstacle or a conflict, just choose the path of love. Suffering, doubt, and frustration will all transform in the presence of love. They want you to show your love courageously, show your love openly, show your love with no strings. It is safe to give and receive love. And they want you to look at yourself through new eyes and start to exercise some self-love also. That's the hardest one of all for us, isn't it, all of us? Loving ourselves. But they want you to please do that because you are a lovely, lovely human being. Just a beautiful lady. So I hope this trip is going to be fun for you, at least, you know, a nice trip of connection.
Yes, I
They're
hope
saying,
so.
Yes, I'm excited. Okay, don't be afraid to ask for help of your angels.
Okay.
They're saying when you constantly give to others and rarely receive things back, it's time to ask for help. that you aren't really a superwoman, although you appear to be, so there's no need for you to do everything yourself, and that you have an army of angels on speed dial. They want you to give them a call because those angels are just waiting, and they're not allowed to step in unless you ask. And make sure you look around for the signs of their love and their help and the way they give you messages. And once you ask for help, those things will begin to appear for you. Also, take a pause, close your eyes, just feel the moment. They want you to do that because it says that you're feeling a bit unsure about a decision that's made. They're saying you always take time and think things through, so allow your heart's wisdom always to guide you. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm wondering if that could be the trip, since you asked what do we see around the trip. Was that, were you doubting? Yes.
Yeah. Actually, the decision I'm making, there are lots of things I doubt. I guess I always think things through, as you said on my card, and I go back and forth, back and forth. So
yeah, overthinking, yeah.
Yes, yes. I think it's interesting how the love card came up in connection with this trip.
It's a man, isn't it? Is it a gentleman?
I will find out, won't I?
Yeah, you will. Yeah, I felt that immediately. I don't think it's ever a bad thing to reach out to people and get to know them and see what's right for you. So I'm not worried about you doing that at all. And
wonderful.
They're saying don't worry because, yes, they're saying that the right person for you will come along. And this person will fit like the gorgeous glove that you've always wanted.
Mm-hmm.
So don't worry about any one opportunity. There is more than one opportunity for you. But be proud, be courageous, love yourself, and don't settle for anything less in return from your love. Okay, sweetheart?
Thank you so much for the wonderful
And
meeting.
I thank you, and I hope this is just the trip of a lifetime.
Great. Thanks again.
And I'm going to give you the can. Thank you.
Okay.
Hi, Ellen.
Yeah.
The song that was playing when we picked up your call was Swinging on a Star, this version by Rosemary Clooney. Do you know the song?
Yes.
Okay.
It's a nice song.
Would you like to swing on a star, carry moonbeams home in a jar, and be better off than you are?
Oh.
It's about... Oh, you already know.
Oh, no, go ahead. No, I want to hear what you say. Sorry.
Oh, okay. this is about living your dreams, about knowing that you can have whatever it is you want. The song goes through and it talks about other things that you could be. You could be a mule or a pig or a fish or a monkey and all the things about that. And it's not like any of those things are necessarily bad. But you could be swinging on a star and you could have everything that you want. You don't have to, but you can. And I don't know the purpose of this trip that you're going on, and really it's none of my business, but the possibilities are out there. Whatever it is that you want, whether it's a relationship like Tony was talking about, or it's money related or job related, or really whatever it is that you want, you can have it. But you just have to believe that you can carry moonbeams home in a jar. Does that make
sense?
I love
it. It does. I'm going to play that song. I haven't heard it in years. And remember, my parents used to play that.
Yep.
it's a really charming song. There's so many great versions. Frank Sinatra did one. Bing Crosby, I think, did the first one. So many great ones. I'm sure people more recently have done it. There was there's this movie in the 90s called Hudson Hawk where Bruce Willis and Danny Aiello do it. So it's there's lots and lots of versions, but it all has that same kind of cute message. that, you know, you don't have to do anything. You can be happy being and it's not necessarily flattering things to think about being a mule or a pig, or a fish or a monkey, but you don't have to believe that you can have it all, but you could.
So. Wonderful.
All right. Thank you. Thank you for calling us.
Thank you for the positive messages. Bye-bye.
You're very welcome.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, Alan.
We are running out of time, but I want to try and sneak in at least one more.
Yeah.
Here we go. Hi, thanks for hanging on. What's your first name?
Melvin. Thank you very much for taking my call.
You're welcome. Where are you calling from, Melvin?
Hi, yes, ma'am. I'm calling from Georgia.
Okay. And how can
we
help you today?
I'm whatever you all picking up. I lost my brother about 3.5 weeks ago. He all of a sudden was in the hospital doing well, and all of a sudden his body just started breaking down, and he passed away. But I just want to see if he would have any message for me, and then I just want to ask you all what you all see coming up for me, because I have been through a storm and I need some joy in my life.
Okay. It's rather soon for your brother to be able to get through to a psychic. But I am feeling two things, that it was his time to go, that there is no such thing as death. There is eternal life, whether or not he doubted that. I don't know, maybe deep down. He was just glad to find out he was right, that it was right, that it's there, and that he has a new understanding of many things, including some of his relationships in life, and he is at peace. He is at peace. And for you, you are about to take a big leap forward with your life. The worries that you've had in the past will soon be replaced with optimism, the fear with hope, and joy is coming home to roost. And then I hear your brother's voice say he has a strong and special angel on his team. So your brother is going to help to change things for you in life. The challenging times are coming to an end, second card. And you can now breathe a sigh of relief, let the past go, and embrace all the good things yet to come for you, Melvin. And it says, stop focusing upon the negative or worrying about money or your career. It blocks your progress in life. They want you to have trust, have faith. And even though you're at a low point right now, you will recover and you will rise up again. And they want you to now ask for your help from your own guides and angels. Ask every morning, so that you can invite them in every day to help you. Good. Then things are happening for you already, and that's why. And I love that your brother is going to be working for you on the other side. You will feel his love, honey. You will feel his support.
Well,
and I'm glad
you
called today. I'm so glad we picked up your call. Thank
you. Me too.
I'm going to give you the can. Hi, Melvin.
Hi,
yes, sir.
Hi, sir. The song that was playing when we picked up your call is it was a minor 70s hit by a guy named Rupert Holmes. It's called Him. This was his follow-up to the Pina Colada song, which you could still hear today on certain radio stations. Not a big hit, but the song is usually about relationships and trying to make her choose between you and him. But what I'm getting for you is that there needs to be more focus on you. You need to take care of yourself and do things that make you feel better and not worry that you are, whether it's betraying the memory of your brother or that you're not doing the things that he would want or that, you've been through the ringer lately and it's, and you need to heal you. So you need to take care of you. And that doesn't mean to be a hermit and not pay attention to anybody else, but you need to remember that you're important and you matter. And if something is bothering you, you have to take care of yourself. You gotta do things so that you feel better. And if that means eating better and exercising, great. If that means, you know what, banana split would make me feel better, then do that. Taking some time for you, watching something, a movie or a TV show that makes you happy, or listening to music, or safely going to a park, or I'm not sure where in Georgia you are, but, going somewhere that just kind of feeds you and makes you feel good. And if there isn't a place like that, then just staying home and feeling like that, doing whatever it takes so that you can heal and you can feel better. And don't feel guilty about it, because it's very important to be able to take care of you so that you can interact and be helpful and supportive of others. You got to be able to do that for yourself, and that has to be really important. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay.
100%. Because I'm trying to, I stay in a 2-bedroom apartment, and it's something negative here. I've been staying here for 6 years, and I need to move. I want to move. I'm going to move. And
okay.
I need to just get out of here and, start fresh. And then I also, have problems with my immediate family. I have 6 sisters, and I have 1 brother that's left because 2 of my brothers passed away. But, and my kids, I have 5 kids, but 1 of my kids passed away, and the other one is incarcerated. And I decided to just let, my family go, because I've been reaching out to them. I'm always helping them, always first. And it seemed like they all turned their back on me. But I just send them love and just keep moving forward. It hurts, but I just have to keep moving forward. And
just remember,
I just wish they let my son out of prison.
Just remember that all of this is temporary. It's not. This isn't how it's going to be forever. And and you just take care of you and let the universe handle the rest of it. And I hate to cut you off there, but Blog Talk Radio, I hope that helps, Melvin. Blog Talk Radio is going to cut us off here momentarily, whether we're ready or not. So thank you for your call. Thanks to everybody who called in. Apologies to a couple of people who are still holding that we couldn't get around to. Join me, Tony, and Michelle on Zoom tomorrow if you can. Otherwise, we'll see you back here next week. Or you could go to psychictapestry.com and you click on the Our Readers and Teachers page, and you'll see Tony is there, and I'm there, and Michelle is there, and my wife Lisa is there, and tons of people who are connected to Psychic Tapestry are there, and you could book a private reading with them. So that's another option for you. In the meantime, thanks for being here with us. Stay safe, and we'll catch you next week.
Bye, everybody. Bye, Ken. See you tomorrow.
Bye. Thanks, Tony.
Ha 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 ha